You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Monday, July 8th. I'm Nick Jasinski, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 4. That's how many S&P 500 companies report earnings this week, before second quarter earnings season ramps up. 46 report next week, followed by 91 the week after. Expectations are low. Average earnings for the S&P 500 are forecast to be flat versus the same period a year ago. But large companies could be skewing that weighted average, pulling it lower. In fact, the typical company is expected to do better than the forecasted average suggests. The median earnings expectation calls for 6.6% growth. The next number up is 3.7%. That's how much stocks with single-letter tickers have climbed annually during the last 5 years. Those symbols largely belong to an older generation of companies that gobbled up the prime ticker real estate many years ago. U.S. Steel has been around since 1901 and trades under the ticker X. AT&T uses T, Kellogg uses K, and Macy's uses M. They're all veteran companies likely to be growing only slowly but steadily, and won't command high multiples. Our last number is 17.5%. That's how much stocks with ticker symbols that Barron's considers cool have increased on average during the past 5 years. They include motorcycle manufacturer Harley-Davidson with the ticker HOG or HOG, and beer company Molson Coors Brewing, which trades under TAP or TAP. Of course, the cool stocks are up because their company's growth and their attractive businesses, not their catchy tickers. There shouldn't be any correlation between a stock's ticker and its return, and it's certainly no reason to buy or sell. But it can help a company get noticed. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Monday, July 8th. I'm Nick Jasinski, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a lovely day.